AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. This New Year's Day means pay raises for workers in nearly half the states in the country. Our Rita Foley reports.
Workers in 22 states who make the minimum wage will see a pay boost this year, according to the Economic Policy Institute. In New York State, the new minimum wage is $15, up from $14.20. In New York City and some of its suburbs, it's $16 now. It's also $16 in California. In Connecticut, it's $15.69, up 69 cents. The federal minimum wage has stayed at $7.25 per hour since 2009. But states and some localities are free to set higher amounts. 30 states have done so. I'm Rita Foley.
In Japan, reports now that buildings have toppled on the west coast of the main island Honshu after a series of powerful earthquakes struck the country. Shoppers caught off guard in the afternoon. Local media say red smoke is spewing from a fire in a residential neighborhood and people are running through the streets with huge cracks in the pavement. The Israeli military says it's pulling thousands of troops out of the Gaza Strip. That could mean a phase of lower intensity fighting against Hamas. Our Ed Donahue reports the Pentagon says there's a change of deployment in the Middle East.
The Navy says the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier strike group was sent to the eastern Mediterranean to be within striking distance of Israel. They repeatedly intercepted incoming ballistic missiles and attack drones fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen. The Ford and its accompanying warships will be replaced by the amphibious assault ship, the USS Bataan.
Five people were killed in a horrific crash in New York City early today, and several pedestrians were injured when a wrong-way driver trying to avoid police went up onto a sidewalk in Manhattan, striking New Year's Eve revelers. This is AP News. Around the world, hardy souls jumped into oceans to mark the new year. Our Julie Walker among them.
Here in Brooklyn's Coney Island, organizers say thousands of people signed up for the annual polar plunge in the Atlantic Ocean, celebrating 121 years. The beach is packed, the water a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Mika Galinosa says it's her first time taking the plunge.
It was so fun, so refreshing. Everyone here is in such a good mood. What a great way to kick off the year.
This polar plunge is also a fundraiser. I'm Julie Walker.
Denmark's Queen Margrethe II is announcing she plans to leave the throne to make way for her son. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.